Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
You've heard about Joel's hardworking side. You've heard about his bumbling husband role. You've heard about how sociable he is. But you haven't heard, unless he's cornered you at the coffee shop, about his mischievous bent. Joel is wont to play practical jokes. And since he's mastered the well-intentioned but forgetful guy part so convincingly, he's ideally positioned to trick people.
Oh, yeah!
The butt of his jokes might initially feel mild skepticism. Surely Joel can't really think this travel-sized tube of toothpaste is Clementine's prescription skin cream, can he? Surely he hasn't been applying this for the last week instead of the cream from the drugstore. And yet the rash is still very angry. Joel! Oh my gosh, that is toothpaste! You've seriously been using toothpaste on Clementine's rash instead of the prescription cream for a week? Joel guffaws, pulls the real cream out of his pocket, and says, "Gotcha." I want to point out that the fact that I believed he was using toothpaste on our daughter's rash says more about him than it does me, but instead I just calmly apply the prescription. Occasionally, Joel's pranking backfires. One of the funniest stories he tells occurred when he was teaching and coaching at our local high school. A good-natured one-upmanship camaraderie had developed among a group of coaches with whom Joel had been working for some time. One afternoon, Joel went into the faculty men's room, where one might think the level of humor would rise above that of the junior high boys' room down the hall. He noticed a pair of familiar shoes peeking out of one of the stalls, so he decided to rib his fellow teacher a little. He launched into a dramatic performance. "Holy crap!" he moaned. "Did you die in there, man? What have you been eating? Should I call the paramedics? I mean, I feel like I'm gonna barf. Jeez, you win, dude. You win." Expecting a smart aleck response from his buddy, he was puzzled when a long silence met what he had felt was an Emmy-worthy performance. After the pause, Joel heard an awkward, unfamiliar voice say, "Pardon me?" If you assumed that Joel would apologize to the stranger, who turned out to be the copier repairman, for his uncouth display, you would be wrong. Joel fled. He raced to the junior high boys' restroom where he could do his business in peace among his own kind. To be fair, Joel has been on the receiving end of his share of pranks as well. Not too long ago, Joel locked his keys in his truck in a town about an hour away from home. Sheepishly, he walked a couple of blocks to my brother's workplace to ask if Tony had a coat hanger. Tony is extremely handy and can fix just about anything, so he gladly went back to the truck with Joel, toting a couple of hangers. Joel took one and went to the driver's side, and Tony went to the passenger side. Before Joel even got his wire positioned, the passenger door was open. "Oh man, Tony, I'm so sorry. I feel so stupid. I can't believe I didn't try the passenger door." On the drive home, Joel called to tell me what had happened. I chided him, concerned about his distractedness. Never one to miss an opportunity to leverage negative energy, I launched into a global assessment of Joel's forgetful nature and suggested we get him an appointment with a neurologist. By the time he arrived home, Joel was convinced he was in the early, no, middle stages of Alzheimer's. It wasn't until several weeks later, after the neurologist had turned up nothing of concern, that Tony revealed the passenger door had indeed been locked. He had just popped the lock so quickly that it seemed a shame to miss an opportunity to give Joel a little of his own medicine.
Wise guy, eh?
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Tune in next week.